Welcome back to the Nationwide Podcast, Season 2. Season 1 was epic, but we're going to go up another level for Season 2. I am your host, Diarra Springer, and here with me, I have an exciting duo. I'll let them introduce themselves, starting from my left.
Nico Voice from the Legacy Team.
Yeah, DJ Gunner from the Legacy Team.
All right. Boys, welcome to the show. And you guys just had a really busy crop of a season. Tell me a bit about that.
Firstly, it's a pleasure to be here. Never thought I would have been here. It was a surprise. The crop of a season, it exceeded expectations. Secondly, I want to thank all the promoters for working with us. Promoters for giving us that chance. Shout out to the people. For always making us feel welcome in the party, always giving us that opportunity to just shell it down and enjoy ourselves and express ourselves the way that we could.
What about you? How was the season for you?
Yeah, I feel like this crop over season was the cruelest since we started DJing. Oh. Yeah, you really had a time for yourself. It was eating when you get a chance, not by choice.
Yeah.
Sleeping when you get a chance, and not by choice, but still grateful at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, how long have you guys even been a duo? How long has this been going on for?
Long. professionally,
mm-hmm.
2018. Wow. Yeah, Legacy Team established in 2018. Mm-hmm. It was Legacy Sounds.
Mm-hmm.
And then they went to Legacy Entertainment. But then too much people had entertainment, so.
So Legacy Team.
Yeah, team. Because it's a team.
Mm-hmm.
Legacy is just more than totally a team. Team
mm-hmm.
of people.
Mm-hmm.
Like 8 or 9 of you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And why Legacy? What's the reason behind the name?
The reason behind the name for me is I'm looking to carry on my father's legacy.
Mm-hmm.
It should be the person that teach me music and how to DJ and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, same thing for me. The person that taught me music, Bard. It was an established name in the business, so mm-hmm. we came together. As he said, his dad is an established name too. Everyone knows that Bird, another big name, so to carry on the legacy, that was the goal.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what we're doing right now.
Exactly. And your individual names, Nico Voice, and then we have Gunner. Mm-hmm. What are the meanings behind the individual names?
Well, for me, I had Triple R as my DJ name at the beginning, because as my initials.
Yeah.
But then my father was like, I don't like that for you. We ain't going Nico Vibes.
Nico Vibes. Nice.
Yeah.
And Gunner.
When I decided I wanted to start DJing, mm-hmm. I had to find a name. You didn't know my name at the point, but Bard is a big football fanatic.
Mm-hmm.
At the time, it was heavily into football too. So I bought Arsenal.
Ah.
Arsenal. In London, Arsenal are known as the Gunners.
Gunners.
So he was like,
gotcha.
You just start calling me Gunner and you just stick from there.
Mm-hmm.
I hear we are.
Good year for your team, by the way. Good year.
Good enough. We talk with another interview.
All right. Gunner and Nico Vibes. You guys are relatively young. I feel like when you look at the landscape of entertainment right now in Barbados, you more so see the DJ teams being in the late 20s and the early 30s. Now we're seeing more younger persons coming up in the game. But how does that feel to be amongst, you know, more mature and seasoned professionals? What is it like to be amongst the youngest?
It's a huge responsibility though, because all eyes can be on you, you know. People is always be taking a chance for young people.
Mm-hmm.
People is always feel like, yeah, I'm taking a chance, right? I'm making a bet. It could either go very well,
yeah,
or it could go terribly wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So pressure, but you're trying to enjoy it still.
Mm-hmm.
And remember where you started doing it and to have fun,
yeah.
Always.
Yeah.
Let it be an expression of you. So I don't really feel no way. Cause then we can't do that I can't do.
Mm.
You know? So,
yeah.
And I feel like we passed the young stage.
Yeah.
Young age, but
yeah.
Experience.
Yeah,
we've been doing a lot. So, yeah.
Nice. And with that experience, you guys have traveled all across the world. Where have you been so far, and what has been some of the places that has stood out for you two?
Boston.
Ah.
Boston was your favorite?
Yeah, because when people go to the US, they usually go to New York or Miami.
True.
I don't think I would have ever gone to Boston if it wasn't for the gig.
Nice.
That's a regular point.
Yeah.
Nice.
I feel like Dominica.
Dominica.
Dominica was real different.
Mm-hmm.
The culture, just seeing how they really take pride in their culture.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a really good experience. And then the music was different. The way it was different. It was a lot more, more nature. It was more nature. Whereas Barbados, things a lot more commercial in Canada, in New York, Boston, things a lot more commercial. It was different to experience the nature side of things, just the hills, and then the people are real nice.
Mm-hmm.
And Dominica Height, man. Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I like that you just now mentioned the culture, right? Because the culture is different based on where you are. So how do you guys switch it up to suit the audience, a Barbadian audience versus a Dominican or a Boston audience? How do you guys switch it up to suit the vibe?
Well, for me being the selector, I have to do research and get to learn the culture of the other countries and what they listen to and what's not, so we know what to play.
Yeah.
And then basically echoing what he's saying, you don't really have much time to adapt. Because you're flying in the Friday, the events the Saturday, and then you go on the Sunday. For me as the MC, people normally say that the Bajan accent is really hard to understand. So for me, it's all about slowing down and making sure that they can understand me, understand what I'm saying.
Give me an example of how you would switch up the accent if you were playing here versus somewhere.
Not really switch up the accent, just slow it down.
Slow it down.
And use words that are actually words, because in Barbados we got words. In Barbados we got words like king, say, name. So you can't go on the stage and say, name. But they won't know, like, what's that? What's name?
Yeah.
What's saying? What's king?
Yeah.
Maybe break a lot of words.
Yeah.
So I try not to break the words, but still try to hold my identity as a Bajan.
Yeah.
To know that when they hear the accent, that's a Bajan, but we can still understand him and we can still relate to him.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
And what are some of the other hurdles and obstacles that you guys would have gone through over the years since you formed the Legacy team?
Start your day with the Nation News ePaper. Enjoy the accessibility and new upgrades of the Nation News ePaper daily, whether on our mobile app or Nation News website. For added convenience, use our new audio read feature, which reads the newspaper aloud, or look in the archives for any publications you may have missed. Get your news, your time, your way with the Nation News ePaper and enjoy our new upgrades.
For me, right? For me, I would say, I feel like we became popular as DJs before I really mastered my craft. So I had a lot of learning to do on the job.
Yeah.
I still got a lot of learning to do.
Yeah.
But I mean, right.
Yeah, that was one of the main obstacles.
Mm-hmm.
Learning on the job. People just having a lot of fear, which is not a bad thing, not really an obstacle, but people having a lot of fear for you, but you know if you got the fear for yourself to do it. You know, as youngsters, you can always go. There are people that don't want you to get through either. It's always some kind of bacchanal. Yeah, but we are here still. But obstacles are always part of the journey. Without obstacles, it won't build any character.
That's right.
So grateful for the obstacles as much as the blessings.
Now, one obstacle that I think comes up a lot with entertainers, not just in DJing, but entertainment here in Barbados, is that Barbadians are some of the hardest people to please. Sometimes you will be giving your life out there and a Barbadian will just be there staring back at you blankly. Has that ever been your experience, and how do you navigate something like that? You know, commanding the crowd, trying to get the energy up when it's not there initially.
It's not happening today. Every gig is not the same. If it's any advice that I will have to a younger DJ.
Yeah.
You can't shut down every crowd. Every crowd is not a shut down crowd. Some people will look at you, just be looking at you like.
Yeah.
But then after you finish playing, yeah, people are like, yo, that set was so good. That's the best thing ever you played. So yes, it has happened, but you gotta understand that every gig is not the same. Mm-hmm. Every gig is not a jump up and
reel.
Yeah. Yeah. A shallow party. You got some parties that people can just stand out and look at you and just sometimes some people just are in amazement that, yo, he's too little, man, all this music for real. Mm. So it'd be like that. So you try not to take it in any negative way. Just try to be positive always.
Mm-hmm. And you guys have somewhat crossed over into being influencers of some sense or ambassadors. You guys have been ambassadors for a lot of popular brands here in Barbados, and congratulations for sure, because that's not something that a lot of entertainers get. You know, what do you think makes the Legacy team attractive to the brands that you've gotten so far?
That's a really good question. You know, I never really asked none of the clients, why they choose me. I would just say that we relatable. I feel like we like a bridge between the over 25s and the under 25s. We are that bridge. So it's easy to relate to us. And we relate to people the same way.
Mm-hmm.
And we fresh too. We got the swag, the vibe. Yeah.
I guess it's the way we market yourself.
Yeah, it's the way you market yourself too, man. And being consistent. Consistency is important.
Mm-hmm.
Being professional, being reliable too.
Yeah. Important.
Being reliable. Yeah. So all of those things put together, I think that's why brands are so keen on working with us.
Yeah. You just said how you market yourself. How does the Legacy team market?
That's the marketer of the group.
All right.
A lot of people don't know, we actually have a background in marketing.
Okay.
We used to work in marketing at CBC.
Whoa, okay.
Yeah. We used to be running Rocket in there, just building ideas. And I just decided to use it in my own business, Legacy team.
Nice.
So I always think about what people will want to see and what brands will want to see, what promoters will want to see, and just put it out there. I can't let all the secrets. They just like, won't teach them.
I love that. Let's now talk about Bowls and Buns. You guys have crossed the border from entertainment and just DJing into being promoters. Why did you guys decide to make this move?
As any popular DJ or artist in entertainment in Barbados, you must have a party.
Right.
And it shows the same brands, the same promoters, the kind of pull you have, the influence you have. And safe to say, all two events that we had sold out. But yeah, as an entertainer, you must have a party. You must show your worth in the entertainment industry by doing a party.
Yeah. And tell me about the two parties that you guys have had so far on the Booze and Buns.
First one was a cruise.
Yeah.
Well, right. Enough girls. but a cruise is much easier to plan than an event. I was in Trinidad at the time. And they called Nicole and was like, yo, it's time. It's time we build a brand. I remember when they got back, I was saying, no, my set. This is like 2 a.m. in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's when the name came, the concept. So he got the name, and then he contacted the owner of the boat. It was just smooth sailing, to be honest. He reached out to the sponsors, Bigger Hits, 106.7 as the station there. And they helped with the advertising too. And it was just down to selling tickets. The cruise was sold out.
Wow.
2 weeks before the actual date. And people were still wanting tickets.
Nice. All right.
And then the beach party, a lot more planning. Mm-hmm. That was in November. Booze and Buns Beach, a lot more planning.
Mm-hmm.
You really, really had to be focused for that one because you have to be at the venue every minute. And when I see people like slandering events, they be like, shh, you want to all know where you really have to go through to get this event happening. Something as simple as a low music permit can't happen. The event can't happen without a low music permit. The event if you have food at the event, you're going to get a restaurant license, a temporary restaurant license, and you got to pay for two health inspectors to come.
Wow, okay, all of that.
Yeah, so it's a lot. And then you still got to think about the people that work in your door. You got to hire people to work at your door. You got to hire the bar staff. You still got to study social media marketing.
Correct.
You got to study radio advertising. You got to put DJs if you want to increase the entertainment. You might have an artist or two.
Mm-hmm.
Still got to pay the artist. Decor, you want your party to look good.
Sound system.
Stage. Lighting.
Fencing.
Power supply, screens,
wow. Bathrooms,
you had to rent bathrooms,
mm.
and different little activations to make the party what it is.
Mm-hmm. Before we officially started to roll, you were talking about the challenge with cost cap. You want to go a bit into detail on that?
Honestly,
mm-hmm.
I think people on my WhatsApp will see me blame their cost cap. I don't mean it in a disrespectful way
mm-hmm.
at all. I just think that if you can be charging us or sending an invoice to us for something, like let us know what we're paying for.
Yeah.
I don't think it's fair that we're going through this and we don't know what we're paying. We're just giving money because this is what we need to do
yeah.
for the party to come off. Like make it make sense. Help us. Talk to us mm-hmm. and explain to us what exactly we are paying for. Don't just tell us that we will get this
mm-hmm.
and this is the price. Nah, we can't deal with that. Not in these times. Not in these times.
Gotcha. But even despite all of the difficulties.
Yeah, we paying us too.
Of course. And even despite all the difficulties, you guys have still managed to have a successful booze and buns for both of the events that you've had so far. So what's next?
I don't want to say anything because the way how our life goes, mm-hmm. some things just happen.
It's true.
And we never expected it. Like, we didn't expect this to happen. For sure, the international bookings, the bookings in Barbados, love Barbados, but
mm-hmm.
Radio, keep working with the brands that we signed to right now. We got Flo, we got Smirnoff
Ice,
yeah. We got Turbo. And the SMJ team. Can't forget Burger King. Go big up Burger King too. Just keep it consistent and not being complacent. And remember that the hard work that we put in to get here is the hard work that we got to keep putting in because there's a big world out there.
Mm-hmm.
And the sky is the limit. Matter of fact, there's no limit. None. Always room for growth. Mm-hmm. No matter how big you think you are, or how successful you may be, always room for improvement, always room for growth.
Mm-hmm.
So just keeping the foot on the gas.
You know, actually, before we end off,
mm-hmm.
you know, I saw something on Twitter. And because you have some songs, and I'm talking about the Hyper Kids, I'm talking about that.
Yeah.
You know, you had, what's that song? What could be worse? Yeah. Where man bump a lot like this.
Yeah.
Are we seeing anything else?
Beg you for me, man. Beg you for me.
Anything else? Any more songs?
Hopefully. Yeah.
All right.
You tell me so last.
And still nothing.
You tell me so 2 years ago too.
Let's go build back that confidence, man.
You'll get it.
The pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Send me down a different road or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So then when the place opened back up, it was like accustomed being in a shell, so it's hard to, and get it eventually, man.
All right.
Yeah.
And I'll be looking forward to it because I love that song. I really do.
Thanks, man.
All right. Legacy team, thank you both for being here with us.
Yeah. It was a pleasure, man.
Yes, and it was mine as well. And for those watching us, please don't forget, follow the Nationwide Podcast. We are available on several streaming sites. So plug in and stay tuned for our next episode.